Yo, welcome to Vent with Tarik and Anish. I'm Tarik.
I'm Anish.
And welcome to our podcast. We're going live on, not live, we're recording on Spotify, RSS.com, YouTube. YouTube, of course.
Obviously.
And Apple Music, soon.
Soon.
So in this podcast, me and Anish, we just vent about maybe things that happened in the past, things that are happening in our lives, current events, anything that we think of, we vent. Because me and Anish, we have a lot of problems with life.
And stuff that piss us off. That happens a lot.
Let me tell you a story, Anish. Right. I have a little brother. You know I have a little brother.
Okay. I know that, right?
My brother got his phone in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Me, right. Personally, I got my phone... When did I get my phone? Seventh grade, eighth grade.
Wait, no. I remember you were, like, one of the kids that had it, like...
I had a flip phone. In sixth grade.
Okay. In sixth grade? I remember you had it early, bro. I remember you had it early, remember? Because I was like, why do you have a phone right now?
You got yours very late.
I got mine late. Also, backstory. I mean, you know this because I told you about this, but low-key, like, you pissed me off when we were younger. Like, I didn't like you in the beginning. I told you this, right? You made a face when I said that.
No, because I remember this story relatively. Tell me it, though.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, should I say the story?
Say the story. I'm curious now.
Okay. So, I didn't have a problem with you. Wait, low-key, Tark was, like, a popular kid in elementary school. For whatever that's worth.
I peaked.
I'm not... Hey, I didn't say that. You said that. Okay. But he was a popular kid in elementary school because he had, like, a lot of charisma, you know? Yeah. But, what was it? Well, there's this one kid who lived on your block. He was, like, down the street from me. And he was, like low-key in love with you. You know who I'm talking about, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I'm my homie.
And he was just, like... Right. I don't know if he still talks. But, like, he used to hype you up so much. And it was, like, low-key, like, cringy and weird. And it was, like, low-key, like, got on my nerves. Like, bro, shut up.
So you got mad at me?
Yeah, I got mad at you.
I don't remember this.
Okay. And then I remember like one time I was like, I like used to be sarcastic with you, but I guess one time I wasn't even being sarcastic. I was just being like mean. Hella mean to you.
Yeah.
I was just being a dick. Right. And, and I think you Logan started like breaking down. Like you started crying.
Right? No.
Wait, did I not tell you this? Yes. I think you started crying. I felt really bad. And I'm like, and then like we were walking, and you kept walking, and I like low-key still. I was like, wait, I was just so mean that I made this dude cry. And then I was like, yeah, and that's when I told you like I actually like you. Like I wish we were like closer friends, or like I thought of us as like close friends. But that dude like pissed me off so much. And then like the next day, or it might have been that same.
Wait, before you continue, what grade was this? Just so I have the context.
It might have been like.
Fifth grade. Okay, when I had a flip phone.
Is that...
Okay, continue.
Oh, yeah. Apparently you had a flip phone, right. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I was like, yeah, that dude pisses me off. And you're like, oh, I don't know if it was like, the same day or the next day after. And you're like, yo, low-key, you're right. That dude does, like, hype me up and it's kind of, like, annoying. Or you didn't say it's annoying, it's, like, weird, you said. I was like, thank you. And then since you said that and you acknowledged it, I was like, yeah, we homies. You know?
So since then, that's all you needed.
Yeah. I need you to acknowledge it. Because I was like, I know I'm not crazy. This dude is like annoying, you know? And I don't want to say his name. Like
the I know exactly who you're talking about. The hype man. We'll call him hype man. My perception of elementary school, I didn't even think I was popular. Yeah. I genuinely did not care what people thought of me though. I would remember that. Do you remember this? I would wear my shoes untied. Just to piss people off, because everybody would tell me to tie my shoes. I had enough of you. That was my form of rebellion. What else would I do? I wear cargo pants.
Well, you did that till.
No.
Wow. That was your drip. But I respect
that. That was my drip. No, you didn't.
Drip.
You're lying to me now.
No, okay, wait. My mom respected it. Like, till this day. The other day, you were at my. Like, yeah, over break. Okay, for people that don't know, us personally, we're college kids. So when we went back home to Allen, that's where we're from, I didn't see the homie for a while. So, like, we invited everyone over, and Tark was there. And once everyone left, my mom was like, why do you dress like a thug? You know, like, Why don't you dress like Tariq? He's got cargo pants or cargo shorts on. He's got a nice t-shirt.
When was
like,
this? Was this recently?
It might have been recently or it might have been freshman year. I don't remember. Because you changed your style.
It was probably freshman year.
It might have been freshman year, yeah. And she was like, why don't you dress like Tariq? Like, he has a cargo shorts on. I'm like, that's not, like, a good thing nowadays.
So this is what the moms look for. Wait, back up. Hold up.
What?
I thought you were expecting my what? Drip. That was your unconscious coming out. That was your subconscious coming out. Okay, mom, that's not a good thing. Why not?
Wait, I didn't say that.
That's the worst that came out of your mouth.
Nah. That's somebody else. Like, what I'm saying.
Oh, is that not you? Okay.
It's not my style. I worded it wrong.
So I'm cargo pants man, is what you're saying. This is what I'm hearing.
You're the drippy guy now. Like, you changed up. It's good. Like, what you got going
on? I change up now. And I agree with you. But acknowledge the cargo pants were not it.
Yeah, they weren't.
Let me tell you a story. Mm-hmm. So my roommate, hopefully, shout out Timor. I'll have you on the podcast soon. Hopefully.
Future guests coming.
We
have guests lined up. Yeah.
And this was the day, I stopped wearing cargo pants at this point, but this was the day he told me this, Anish.
Yeah.
I haven't worn cargo pants. I haven't even thought of wearing cargo pants. When I say cargo pants, I mean cargo shorts. I have pretty good cargo pants that I wear.
I wear cargo pants too. Yeah.
It's the cargo shorts that I stopped wearing.
Yeah.
So the first day,
middle aged dad
vibes, right? Like the
summer barbecue. Like it works for them.
Oh god, the summer barbecue.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I walked in on the first day, and for context, my roommate. We're going to talk about bad roommates sometime. I don't think we're going to talk about it today. We will bring it up. And when we bring it up, we're going to have him. Because the stories my roommate tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Next level. But he has very bad trauma with roommates. He saw me walk in for the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me. And then he's like, okay, this is fine. He said he looked specifically. He's like, he saw my cargo pants, he said. He saw my cargo pants. He's like, okay, this guy's fine. Because his old...
Mean?
Let's be real. If I'm wearing cargo pants,
mm-hmm.
I'm not getting nothing. Listen, I'm not getting nothing. I'm not like that frat boy type thing.
Yeah. Don't get too much into detail. That's his story, obviously.
I'll have him tell it.
Whole episode. We got it planned out.
The cargo pants had to go, though.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, but let's get back to the phones. Let's get back to the phones.
Right.
I am curious.
A flip phone
up until... I might be remembering it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, kids should not even have access to phones. Smartphones. They could have flip phones. They could have some way to contact their parents. It should just be means to an end to contact their parents. Maybe text their friends to hang out. But I don't think they should be texting each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's kids do so much now. I sound like an old man, but kids do so much nowadays.
I agree.
In my mind, texting in general should be only, unless it's a long distance friend, it should only be a way to hang out with them or to schedule meetups. For the most part. If you want to tell something, call me something. If you want to tell me something, call.
I'm calling, you're not going to pick up.
Okay, I'm a text, I'm not going to read it either. What's the difference?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
If you call, I'll call you back when I see it.
I'll be talking to a wall. What?
I'm a wall.
What? Sorry, I'm venting about something else. My bad. I'm sorry.
Continue the thought!
Nah. Mr. Popular guy, I'm doing that.
Hey, hello!
Oh.
I peaked in elementary, bro. Give me a break. I peaked in elementary.
Okay, my bad.
What age do you think kids should have smartphones specifically?
Okay, because I remember vividly, like, issues with not having... Well, I didn't have a phone at all.
This is actually very good that we get your perspective. Because a lot of... For context, this guy, he was the butt of every joke. People were like, where your phone at? Where your phone at? He did not have it.
So this is perfect. I didn't get one until end of 8th grade.
And how do you think that affected you, honestly? Do you think it was a good thing? Would you do this to your kids, knowing what you went through?
Me, I cried about it, and, like, I was the butt of jokes. But then I started making jokes about it. Remember in English class where I wrote like a whole entire like skit about not having a phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. In Miss Calabria's class, shout out Miss Calabria. W teacher.
Seventh grade.
Yeah. But I just like embrace the jokes, you know? But let me not use words I don't exactly know. Back then I complained about it like a lot. It was like, that's all I thought about. I'm like, imagine if I had a phone, like, I need a phone right now, right? I was like, everyone was like doing that, right? But then now that I think about it, it like made me more like socially like better, if that makes sense. I didn't have a phone to rely on. I had to talk to people. I had to, like, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you holistically.
Yeah. And I feel like having a phone early on, like, opens you up to, like things you shouldn't, like, really need to get into or see, or, like, bad habits. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. Are you speaking in terms of, like, them on social media or like YouTube or something?
Or are you talking about? Yeah, or even just constantly being on your phone. Like the dopamine that you get from a phone, you know?
Yeah, I actually did want, because I don't think kids, especially when you're young, when you're older, obviously it's okay to have a phone. I think it's fundamental to have a phone. You're going to have to. It's inevitable. Mm-hmm. I think it's bad how often, like, even college kids are on it nowadays. Yeah. But that's another story. But I think while kids are young, that's like fundamental for their growth. They're like Play-Doh. Like you can mold them into what you want. Like,
yeah.
Everything will affect you, and it's so easy to affect them. If you give them a phone, and they look at different social media, they become addicted. They can't talk. It's affecting them. It's affecting them, and then it's so hard to get those skills later on. Yeah, it's so like, hard.
I feel like social aspect, like, is better to not have a phone.
100%.
The thing is, but then the flip side is, everyone has a phone. So you're kind of left out. So are you like that weird kid that doesn't have a phone, or you don't know what's really going on, you know?
And this, I think, first of all, I think if no kid had a phone until ninth grade, this would be a very easy problem to solve.
I agree.
I do agree that's really not realistic.
Yeah.
But I think in your case, and we actually have a case study. I mean, you're a case study, bro.
Right. Wait, COVID low-key messed up the case study, though. I feel like I lost my social skills.
100%, and I'm still recovering, bro. I'm still recovering. Like, how do I talk? Bro. Hold up.
I'm so awkward. It's whatever.
It is what it is. Everybody's low-key awkward. Everybody is.
Yeah.
But, what was I saying? You're a very good case study. If you don't give your kid a phone until, let's say, eighth, ninth grade is a good time to first introduce them.
Yeah.
Your parents did very well. Shout out Mr. and Mrs. Saravananan. Shout out real quick. She likes my car. She likes my fit. She's raising her kid right. Miss Saravananan especially. Shout out you. But if they learn to, like, because you understood, it sounded like you understood at a young age that you didn't need the phone to be happy. You can make fun of yourself.
That was like sixth grade, my thing was my persona. And my sixth grade science teacher, like, really liked this about me. I didn't have a phone, and I, like, embraced that. I was like, everyone always, like always wanted to play, like, computer games or phone games or, like, on their phone. Like, bro, why are y'all so boring? Like, let's do something else. You know, like, look, that was me coping at the time. But now that I look at hindsight, I was right. Like, it's better not to have a phone. Like, you don't need it in sixth grade. Especially, like, sixth grade and now, like, they'd be, like, doing
stuff. God damn, bro. God damn. You know? They're addicts. Like,
it's just, like, just being on the internet too long is, like, not good for you. Especially at a young age, like, your perception of things gets warped, like, easily. You're so young. You 100%. Absorb everything, you know?
And when I was young, you know what I did? Back in my day, I'm out of
the flip phone.
I'm literally in college, but back in my day, flip phone days, I would go out in my neighborhood. I would knock on everybody's doors. Yeah. Yo, I don't know if you knew this about me. Yo, come out, play. I would knock on everybody's doors, and we would have like a play group on our, on my streets, and we'd play all day.
I think
you would even come out some days. I'm not.
I got incorporated into the neighborhood.
Eventually.
Yeah.
But if you were a couple houses down, that street,
I wasn't on that neighborhood.
He was on the outskirts, but
yeah.
And I think me playing with that group, talking to them, it really helped me. And that's why I guess I was more charismatic than the average sixth grader. I'm used to talking. I'm used to like playing, and I was surrounded by people. Everybody did have phones in sixth grade. Most people did, if I'm remembering correct.
Yeah.
My memory is very bad, though.
I feel like most people did, yeah.
Most people did. And I guess that did give me an advantage, because I might have had a phone, it sounds like. When did I... why do I not remember this?
I'm not going to lie. I remember you having, like, an iPhone something, like, in sixth grade.
Because I got an iPhone SE.
Yeah. Is that the kind of crappy one?
It is the kind of... But... I was very happy. I was a very happy guy.
Well, when was that? Sixth grade?
All I remember is in fifth grade, I was playing Tetris on the flip phone. And that's like a core memory. I don't know why that was like a canon event.
You know for a fact it was fifth grade.
You know what? No. I just said a random grade. Goddamn.
Wait. When did I meet you? Fifth grade? Fifth grade, right?
I'm not going to lie. I don't even... All I remember from you in elementary school is A-Fresh. That one day back from...
That was sixth grade. That was sixth grade. Yeah,
that's all I remember from you.
That was sixth grade.
So maybe it was sixth grade. I think I met you in sixth grade. We met in sixth grade because you were in my classes. I remember this.
Oh, because when we started going band, like trombone?
Sixth grade. That was sixth grade.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, beginning of sixth grade, I didn't like you. Yeah. Okay, it wasn't fifth grade.
Timeline's making sense. Okay, sixth grade, I might have gotten a phone.
You didn't have a flip phone.
Okay. Because
when I met you, you had a phone. I was like surprised. I was like, what?
That makes sense.
I remember opened up the thing and you had like contacts. It was like mom, dad.
I was like mom and dad. I had. Damn.
Yeah, I know. I remember like you would always like call them. Like it's a core memory. I remember. I was like surprised you had a phone. I was like, is that normal?
Damn.
Actually, it was normal because I always complained about it. In fifth grade, I complained about it. But my final opinion, I think. Oh wait, what age would you say, or not age?
I would say eighth or ninth grade. Eighth or ninth grade, we introduced them after.
Ninth grade's late.
Honestly, no. But listen, I think it really depends on the kids, because some kids, I feel like sixth grade me could handle a phone. Yeah. If it was someone else that I see, they're struggling socially. Their grades are struggling. I can see that they already can't manage like their stuff. Because a phone, if you give them a phone, I feel like everything's going to be harder to do.
Yeah.
You're always going to, like, resort to it. You're going to get addicted. You're going to have less time. And then if you can't even manage, like, what you're doing, you can't manage a phone on top of that. Because you are going to resort to it, in my mind. It depends on the kid, but I think eighth grade is good. General number.
I would say, like, you graduate middle school, I give you a little phone as a gift.
And my kid could be an outcast. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. Make some friends, bro.
Yeah, let them be an outcast.
Yeah, they got a doorbell for a reason.
Oh, God.
Go ring it.
Doorbell? You don't even need a doorbell. You can knock.
I'll give you a bike. Go around the neighborhood and make some friends. Don't be weird. Okay?
Let me ask you this question, Anish.
Go ahead.
It was, in my mind, I see kids with phones. I see kids, and they're getting younger as time goes on.
You need to get comfortable in the chair.
Because I'm invested now, because I'm thinking about
this.
Right.
Okay, I'm invested too.
Yeah, sit up. They're getting younger and younger. They're getting phones younger and younger. They're getting phones younger and younger. At younger and younger ages. Because it's like handing me downs. It's like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But they're getting on social media more and more.
Agreed.
Little kids are writing Twitter posts about topics I know for a fact they don't understand. They're those toxic trolls.
Back in the day, the problem was like you focusing on like video games, you know? But nowadays, I feel like the problem is like they're getting on social media.
Social media. Video games, I will. There is still a problem, but it's social media. Social media is a big problem. What do you think about social media in general? I'm curious. Pros, cons.
In general?
Do you think the world would be a better place if social media didn't exist?
I like social media, though.
Okay.
But there needs to be a balance. I agree.
Elaborate.
I like social media. Elaborate.
What do you think is good about? What do you think is bad about social media? What do you think is good?
It's a good way to keep up with people that you don't talk to anymore. It's kind of sad, but
you can't text them.
I don't keep up with them anymore. Like, we're not close anymore. Unfortunately.
Oh, they changed their number.
No, bro, we just don't talk. Like, how are you gonna talk to someone you haven't talked, text in like 2 years, and be like, "Yo, what's up?" Like, we could be living in different states too, but I just want to keep up with them, you know?
So keep up, as in like. You would look at their like Instagram their stories. Life.
Yeah.
Okay, that's valid. Snapchat. That's valid.
We in college. I feel like that's like a bad social media, Snapchat.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because Snapchat, in my mind, is mostly messaging and stories.
That's what we do it for. Like, I use Snapchat to like our friend group has a our friend group's group. Whoa.
Friend group?
Our friend group's group chat is on Snapchat. It's not on messages. So that's what we use, but like that's not what people use Snapchat for.
What do people use Snapchat for?
Like vibing, you know?
You are too descriptive, Adish.
I know, I try my best. I just think like when I think social media, I use Instagram mainly.
Yeah.
It's like fun to keep up, or not fun, but like you can keep up with people. And Instagram Reels, bro. Yeah. Little joke. What time waste?
Those damn Instagram Reels. Those damn Instagram Reels.
See, it's like it's good, but it's also bad. It's like really bad, you know?
In my mind, for those of you who don't know, you probably don't know if you're watching this, or maybe you do. I'm a very anti-social media. Everybody that knows me knows this to an extent. I delete Instagram. I go on like hiatuses. I think I'm on like a month hiatus on Instagram.
I remember.
I just redownloaded Snapchat today after like probably also a month.
Right.
TikTok I didn't have for like a year. Social media in general, I have a problem with each of them individually.
Okay. Yeah.
TikTok, way too addictive. I could literally scroll on TikTok. They have the algorithm down. You can't deny they have the best algorithm.
A kid should not have access to TikTok. And this is why.
Exactly. Because you could go hours as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, go outside. Hours.
Like, you don't have homework. You don't have obligations to do. Mm-hmm. You don't got to pick up your little sister from work. You are the little sister. So you're just going to be on TikTok.
No, they don't have the self-control to stop.
What homework you got? You gotta do your multiplication tables?
Oh god, like, coloring charts?
Like what? Yeah. Like, you're chilling. So you're not gonna, I don't know. You're not gonna have, like, obligations. So if you have a phone, you're gonna be on TikTok.
Yeah. You're gonna default to it.
So that's why I feel like social media is bad for children.
I would argue that, as a whole, the world would be a better place without social media. Let me elaborate before. Yeah. I know you're gonna cringe. I know.
I kind of agree, but like you're kind of overreacting. But
for those of the non-dedicated fans, this is an unprecedented moment. Anish agreed with me for the first time. This is my reaction. And Anish, this is why these episodes are so damn long. Because we argue.
Because we're always arguing. We never like
things. This is very surprising. Wow.
I get like where you're coming from, but I think it's an overreaction. Like, world would be a better place without social media.
No. I'm saying, even if it's like 1% better, it's gonna be better. It's gonna be a better place.
Okay, yeah, I agree. But it's not gonna make a significant change where like everyone's life is like completely like. We just change lives, you know?
No, because obviously before social media, like, but you know what I mean.
Exactly. I know what you mean.
Yeah. I think the big problem with Instagram specifically.
Yeah.
Is people obviously only post the best parts of their lives. And that's how it's meant to be used. That's what it makes sense. But it becomes like a false perception of like, I'm behind. I need to... This guy went here, and I'm sitting on my ass doing calculus. This guy probably has daddy's money. He probably has... this guy did this. He completed this degree. I'm still sitting here. Everybody has a different, like, pace that they're going, and that's completely fine. But when you look at Instagram, you start getting, like... You feel behind. You get FOMO. I know, you feel behind.
Because Instagram is a warped reality. Like, very warped. The best moments of their life.
And that's why I hate... That's honestly why I delete Instagram. Yeah. So I don't post on Instagram at all. Maybe I will in the future. But as of right now, I'm not at the point in my life where I even want that.
I get what you're saying.
And this, yeah. Instagram specifically, I really don't
like. I don't really post. I have like 2 or maybe 3. I think I have 2. But I don't really post like that. I just use to keep up with people. And honestly, I got peer pressured by everyone to get Instagram. Because they'd be talking about something, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, fill me in. They're like, just get Instagram.
Like the group chat? About.
No, we don't have it. No, not the group chat. Like, this was, I got Instagram in 11th grade. Because I, like, made sure I never got it. And then they told me 11th grade, like, get it. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll try my best, you know? And then they were like, just get it. I'm like, okay, fine.
Wait, but now I'm curious. What are you missing if you don't have Instagram?
I feel like not that, like, real.
Like what were your friends? What were your friends saying? Like, you should get this, or you should get Instagram to see this.
It's just like, it'll be a random thing that they're talking about. Like, oh, do you need to post, like, something, and they'll be, like, talking about something. And I didn't have any context for what they're talking about, because it was, like, Instagram specific, you know?
Because I will say.
Yeah.
We have another case study here. I don't use social media.
Right. You're the case study this time.
I do feel a little behind with, like, pop culture. I'm very bad with pop culture. You could quiz me.
I'm always, like, unfortunately, I know too much. Like, things I don't need to know.
I don't know nada. And this is very good in my personal life because I don't care in the end of the day.
It doesn't affect you.
But sometimes people be talking. Oh, what the hell are you talking about? This is gibberish to me. I feel like an old man.
Yeah.
I like this. I'm a young old man. Honestly, I'm a young old man. This is the one thing that I feel like I'm missing out, because it does, in the end of the day, provide a way to connect the world. Connect people.
Like, everybody talks about it, so you're just like filled in. You're like, oh, let's talk about it.
Man, it's easy. It's very easy.
It's like conversation filler, you know?
But now that I'm thinking about it, social media spreads beyond like Instagram, TikTok. Like Reddit, for example. That's a social media in my mind.
Yeah, that is.
And Reddit is very, very useful.
Very useful. You know, hint, hint, you know.
Elaborate.
Wait. Keep going, keep going.
Wait, like, continue your thought, though.
No, I'm just saying. This is a hint.
Reddit, is in general, is very, very useful.
Okay.
Okay? Right. Reddit, now I'm thinking, is the world...
No, because think about it. When you don't know something, what do? You type up your question, and you'll find something, and it's like, doesn't make sense. Then you go back, and what do? What do you type after that question mark? You type in Reddit.
You type
and then you find your answer. Like, you find your answer. Do you not? You know? Like, I find everything on there. So, like, it is helpful. But it's also, like, weird. You know?
People speak their mind. People speak their mind.
Yeah. People make little subreddits for, like, I don't know. I haven't seen them, thankfully, but I've heard of them. So.
I think including Reddit...
Pinterest is social media.
Pinterest is social media, that's right.
It is more like I feel like guys don't usually use Pinterest. I don't really know.
I've been getting into Fitz recently. I've been using Pinterest. Like Fit Inspiration.
Okay, respect. But I feel like women usually use Pinterest.
Women and stylish men.
Stylish men, yeah. I can't relate.
You cannot relate.
Like, oh.
Hey!
Okay. Now, I mean,
wait. By the way, for those of my YouTube listeners, Anish, can you please show the recent drip you got from Kanye?
You want me to show that right now?
From Ye himself. You can get, if you have it, easy access.
Yes, it's right, please. Here.
P- Pull it up. Pull it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you want me to?
Yeah, in the meantime, I do want to say, now my all opinion right. is kind of changing because I didn't think about Reddit. I didn't think mm-hmm. about Quora, for example. You know Quora?
I'm guessing. Yeah, I do know Quora. Yeah, yeah.
Quora is a social media.
Yeah, yeah. You can find stuff on there too.
But I still think that the world would be a better place without social media. Pros and cons. I think people are very insecure nowadays. They're very insecure. The average person is insecure about themselves.
I am.
Everybody is. Everybody is.
Yeah, everybody is.
Everyone's insecure. I'm just the first to admit it. Shout out, Yay. That's from one of his songs. That's from one of his songs.
Oh, yeah, I know, I know. How about his shirt?
Liar. Yeah. But so, yeah, okay, so you agree. I'm very disappointed you agree. I'm not going to lie.
I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Very yeah. good. Yeah, it would be better. Like yeah. insecurities. Okay, and like I feel like depression, social media plays a part in, like, constant, like, staring at screens.
100%.
Yeah. See, I say all this, and am I going to change? No. Okay, wait. Low-key, I have been a little bit better on, like, TikTok. I've, like, cut out. I only go on TikTok, like, maybe
1 or 2 hours a day.
No. What? That's not cutting out, bro. That would be my usual habit. I'd say TikTok is like maybe like every 4 or 5 days. Every 5 days. A week. I go on TikTok once a week.
Wow, that's but very Reels, good.
Yeah, thank you. But Reels is bad.
Yeah, Reels is bad. Instagram got Reels good. Instagram used to be very not so good. Instagram got very good. Their algorithms.
If I had to average it out, I'd say 45 minutes on Reels.
A day.
About like spread out through the day, you know?
Okay, that's like not too bad. That's not too bad.
I'm in a lecture, boring. So I scroll like four Reels hell yeah. and like, wait, what am I doing? You know?
I just don't go to lectures, so. Relatable. Can you please show the fans?
I got you, gang.
The fans are waiting. They're fiending for it.
It's a Super Bowl. I saw the Super Bowl ad, so I got it, you know. Oh, it doesn't design wise, it doesn't look bad. On a human, it doesn't look good, you know? But it looks nice.
So like, is that song list on the back? What was that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So we got big booty bitches on the back. As one of the songs? What is that one song, Big Booty Bitches?
My brother, what? That's Back to Me. Wait, is it Back to Me? No, it's like...
What is that one song? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. It's Back
oh,
to
is
Me,
it not called... Not oh, okay, okay.
It's not in the song. Nah. But yeah.
Please show it.
Please show what?
The shirt.
I did. I'm not wearing it.
No, wear it! Anish, it doesn't look bad! It doesn't look bad until you wear it!
It doesn't look bad. My headphones are gonna fall out, the podcast is gonna be messed up, like... This is the first episode, we don't need to start off like this. Like, don't be like this. Just know, it don't look that good on a human. Y'all can look up the model, okay? I was warped, I was like, I'm a Kanye fan, so... If you go to an old podcast, you know, we did multiple Kanye topics, you know... I like Kanye, okay? But his fit, this is not it. But yeah.
He's revolutionary. He's a revolutionist.
Yeah.
Watch, 10 to 20 years from now, that'll be the norm.
I hope not. But yeah, wrapping it up, I'd say, like, social media, yeah, in the long run, it's worse. It does more damage than it does good.
Like does more damage than it does good. That's very fair.
Yeah.
I'm completely agree with that. Surprisingly.
Yeah. So I'd agree. Yeah.
Now, Anish, I do want to make some time. Mm-hmm. I found this one. I wouldn't call it a game.
Right.
But there's this one website that I found. Okay. It's called Well, You Press the Button.
Right.
I used to play this. I don't know when. Probably in elementary school. But,
a little wrap-up for the podcast, you know?
A little wrap-up for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is, since we always disagree, I think this will be perfect because we can disagree on every topic that it has.
Right, we probably will.
I'm going to share my screen.
Hope it doesn't mess up on the... I guess, it's like, for the people that are, like,
yo,
on Spotify or something, Just make sure you say it. Like, we'll just say it out so you guys know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we'll read it out. We'll read it out, no problem. But yeah. Essentially what this website is...
Bro, the ads. That is disgusting. Wait, zoom in, bro. I don't want to see that.
For those of you on Spotify, imagine a foot, and you get balloon, a balloon inflator. What is it called? A balloon pump. You put it inside the root of the foot, and you just inflate it. It's a foot that looks like a balloon.
All right.
That's very interesting. Very interesting.
We are not sharing the screen.
I'm gonna share the screen if I want to share the screen. Turn off YouTube if you want to. Weak fans. Damn.
All right, bro.
Okay. So it gives you... So the premise of... Well, you press the button. This looks very disgusting. I thought I could fuck it up.
That's what I said.
Okay, we're good. Said. Adblock to the rescue. Damn.
You should have done that from the beginning.
What is that? Foot balloon?
It's fine, though.
So essentially what this website is you get one pro. Or when I say one pro, I mean like... One, like, dream scenario, like, one perfect scenario. For this one, for example, you can turn into a completely different person for as long as you want and revert back to your old self. But there's always a caveat. For example, for this one, it's you can turn into a completely different person for as long as you want and revert back to your old self. But the more you use this power, the more you forget about your original self. And then you decide... While you press this button, in order to get this thing, what are you thinking of this one, Anish, specifically?
So you can turn into a completely different person. That exists, or just like a different person?
Yeah, I think we have to define some rules between us. I think this is a completely different person. Let's say a completely different person, you could make them up. Or they, like, you could turn into whoever you want. Okay? I guess they have to exist.
Playboy, philanthropist, billionaire.
No, I think this is a different person that exists, actually.
Oh, so a different person that exists.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
But the more you use this power, the more you forget about your old self.
I would not.
Elaborate.
This is like asking if you want to do cocaine. I'm going to get addicted. If I could become LeBron James, and every single time he plays, like, he's got a game going, I could become him and, like, just, like, start dunking on, like, multiple dudes with paws.
And, like, is this you like, gain their skills? Is it you gain their skills as well?
I would assume so, yeah.
Okay, I have an easy answer. I'm pressing it, no question.
Okay, say you chose LeBron. You wouldn't choose LeBron. But say you chose LeBron, okay? You go for a game. They play, like, what? 5 times out of the 7 days in a week, okay? 2 to 3 hours. Like, 3 hours for a game. That's 3 hours for 5 days. You're going to be using that a lot. And you're going to be like, oh, I'll just do one game a week or something like that. Or one game a month. No, you won't. You're going to get the adrenaline, and you're going to get the dopamine, and then you're literally going to forget who Tark is.
Can I tell you something?
Podcast with someone who has no like
mental
capabilities of speaking, and I'm going to be by myself, and the podcast ends, and we just started and like,
and then rap. Anish, and then calm down, deep breaths.
And then I'm living on the street, and then like, you know, it's not going to work out, bro.
Can I tell you why you have the objectively wrong answer? Objectively wrong answer.
Okay.
Do you know what objective means? Objectively.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can. And this is actually a very big loophole. You could turn into a completely different person for as long as you want and revert back to your old self. But the more you use this power, the more you forget about your original selves. I'm turning into LeBron. I'm not turning back. I'm finished. I'm LeBron.
So
I'm LeBron, I'm
so
LeBron James. I'm a target die. Bro. I'm LeBron James. I'm pressing this button, no question.
Nah.
That's so easy.
Wait, what?
That's so easy.
You just... Nah.
And for those of you listening, 60% of people agree with me. This is no question.
Wait, are we trying to choose what we do, or are we choosing what other people
do? No. This is what we do.
Okay. Cause,
yeah. But if we're speaking numbers, I win this one.
Okay, fine.
Okay. For those of you listening, we're laughing at the... This is the new one. You become a billionaire, but you cannot leave the North Pole. What? Okay, okay. This might be... There might be more to this than we think.
Can I bring with me?
Let's say you're allowed to... It doesn't matter what you bring with you, though, because you can buy stuff.
I am a billionaire of net worth. I have a billionaire, like, what are we talking?
Let's say you could buy whatever you want, but you can't leave the North Pole.
I'm building the warmest house ever. I'm bringing my significant other. I'm building a whole community, and I'm bringing the home with me. I'm building a Walmart. I'm talking with, you know, what's the dude that owns Walmart? Sam something? Yeah, I'm building a Walmart. Yeah, yeah. I'm building a home gym. I'm building a spa. I'm building everything. I'm ruining the North Pole environment, but I'm a billionaire, so I'm probably an asshole. So yeah, I'm changing the landscape to build a little city for me. But guess what? I'm rich, so it doesn't matter.
I would not press this button.
Really? I would.
I agree with you. I think that would be awesome. Build a little... a niche town.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm intruding. Santa lives in the North Pole. I'm intruding his territory.
Right. You become homies with Santa. Every day is Christmas.
Damn, you're right.
Every day is Christmas.
You're right.
Yeah.
But the thing that gets it for me...
Because that's my homie.
Santa's your homie?
Yeah. Well, and imagine bringing Bruno there. By the way, I got a Siberian Husky. Half Malamute, half... actually, mainly like Malamute. We low-key got scammed. They said he was a purebred Husky. Like, I don't care now, but like at the time, Loki did. But he's like 70% Malamute and like 20% Husky, like 10% something else. But like, he likes cold weather, so he'd love the North Pole. So like, imagine bringing him along with me. That'd be fun, you know? And I'm a billionaire. I can fly out when I want to. Or like, somehow get out. However you get out of the North Pole.
Then you can't leave the North Pole. That's the...
Oh, wait, I can't. Wait.
Anish saw the button. He said, you become a billionaire? Will you press it or will you not press it?
Wait, I got carried away. I'm good.
He's like, it's too easy. It's too easy. Light work.
I got carried away, but I would press it.
I would not press it because in my mind... If I'm only living in North Pole, that would be awesome. To live in my own city. 5-10 years. I would love that. Past that? Yes, I have. I could bring the homies. I could fly people out. But I would want to... Would you just whisper?
Press that shit.
Press it. No, I'm not going to press... Can I explain?
Nah.
I'll press it. But that's getting boring after 5 to 10 years. You're going to get bored after 5 to 10 years.
Nope.
I'm not going to press it.
What? Y'all lame, bro. What? You could bring your significant other with you. You're a billionaire. You could bring multiple significant others. I'm not like that, though.
I don't have a significant other. I'm fighting my significant other in the North Pole. Mrs. Claus? What? Elf number 4? Oh, Miss. I'm so stressed. I'm getting cold. But who am I going to get?
You're getting cold. You just got a cold.
For those of you watching, if you're bad, my Instagram is Tariq.Mahamit.
They say don't use Instagram.
I'll re-download it for you. Send me a picture. Okay. I'll re-download it.
All I'm saying is,
yeah,
you could have multiple significant. You're a billionaire. You can fly people in.
No, but then it's so superficial. They really only want you for your money.
Just pretend you're broke. I don't know, bro.
You're broken living in your North Pole. What do you contribute?
I'm pressing the button.
Okay.
All I'm gonna say.
Hell no! Sorry.
Hell no. I don't even know anything about this.
Okay, we're gonna click this. Yeah, go on.
But you can eat anything you want but not get fat. But you can never talk to the opposite sex again. I'm not pressing that.
No question.
I'll eat what I want now.
Who are these 28%?
Wait. Like, people are attracted to the same sex?
Yeah, what percent of the world is gay?
That's the only... If you're not... Like, I'm assuming, like, either you're gay or you're lesbian. Because I'm assuming all 72% were like straight, right? Like, imagine
no, but you could also like be gay and like have like girlfriends or guy friends.
Yeah, okay, but say you're gay, right?
Yeah.
You can't talk to the opposite. Yeah, yeah, I'm saying, yeah, yeah.
So no, I agree with you, but I'm saying that some gay people might not hit the button.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Oh, what I meant to say is, like, no straight person should have said it yet.
Yeah, I agree with you. Right? Hopefully.
Unless you're, like, asexual or something.
And if that's your thing, do your thing. Eat your food. You don't need the other gen. You don't need anyone else.
All I'm saying is, if you're straight and you picked yes, why?
Come on now. Shut up. You know what? They're actually comments.
Wait. Let me not even think about, like, significant others. You can't talk to your mom, bro. Oh, I'm thinking of a guy. You can't talk to your dad. You can't talk to your, like, whoever, like...
No, that's actually very... You're right. That's not worth it.
That should be a no for everybody, actually.
Okay. You will be successful in anything you dream of, but you can never lie again, even if it hurts someone to say the truth. Oh, no. I clicked an ad. Okay.
You need to get the ad blocker, bro. You need the ad blocker.
I'm not seeing any balloon feet, so I'm chilling.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not working again, though. But what do you think of this one, Anish?
I'd say easy yes.
I didn't mean to click it. You can never lie again, even if... You could be completely honest with me. But the answer to this might be ironic. How often do you lie in a day? Knowingly. Because obviously we both probably lie unknowingly. Knowingly, how often do you lie in a day?
Like less than one. It'd be like 0.5 or something. One lie like every 4 days. Like knowingly lie? Like one
so
lie.
That's a lie right now. That was 100% a lie that you just told.
All right, bruh.
And he's slick with it.
No, I'm being genuine. What? I can't remember the last time
I am a very truthful guy.
That's a lie.
See, bro's lying! That's two! Lie. That's two in the span of 10 minutes! You're telling me you say
no,
one?
Wait, that was one. I say I lie like every... I say I lie every 2 days. Okay, you know what? I'll just stop beating around the bush. I lie once a day. I'll say once a day. So I can't do it anymore. And sometimes the lies are so simple, like... I don't know.
But then
what'd
it's
you
like
eat today. I ate a bag of chips.
This it doesn't matter, but sometimes when you lie, sometimes you have to lie. Let's say you don't like a coworker.
I know.
Let's say you don't like a coworker. I know. Hey Susan, how are you today? I don't give a damn how Susan feels.
Okay, but that's Susan at work. You could be successful in anything you want. Susan is a non-vital character in your life. Unfortunately, her feelings will get hurt. But you're probably also non-vital to her life. And hopefully, if you are talking to someone that's vital in your life, you don't treat them like crap.
I was thinking, is this... I might have misunderstood this. Is this...
Mm-hmm.
You could be successful in multiple things, or it's just you pick one thing and you be successful in it?
In anything you dream of.
Khalas, we're pressing the button. This is no... I don't know why we're debating this.
But yeah, I would say yes.
I would say yes as well. I thought it was one thing... No, be successful in anything you dream of is very easy. I think this is the last one, Anish, before we have to end.
Right. This podcast is a little long, but it was the first one, you know?
First one, we like it long. I think it will be relatively this long.
Yeah.
The future episodes, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And we end off on a very easy note, in my mind. Who is making these? So, you can read this one, Anish. All
right. You have the power to communicate with animals, but you lose the ability to communicate with humans? Wait, what?
So, I'm...
No.
We both know the answer. Can we guess what percentage it's going to be when I click it?
Okay. Because who's taking this? Okay, I'm saying 28 to 72. Wait, is my math right? 28 to 72. 28 yes, 72 no.
I'm going to say like 10.
I hope...
15%. 15% yes. What is it? 85%
about
no.
All the people that like hate talking to people. Oh, I was low-key close.
Wait, what did you say? 20%?
I said 28 and 72. It's 22 and 78. I was close. You gotta think about all the people that don't...
Like, very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
You know. There is something wrong with that. Yeah. You guys should talk to people. At least...
Actually, yeah. I'm trying to, like... I'm trying to play, you know, both sides.
I'm not. Talk to people, please.
Okay. That's true.
I think we are going to end here. Fantastic. Yeah. First episode of Vent with Tarik and Anish. First episode. Re-debut?
Re-debut. I don't know if that's a word, but... Remarketing, you know? If you do... Want rebranding. To check out the old episodes. Rebranding. That's the word. It's late. We're filming this at like 11:30 at night. But that's fine. We do it for y'all.
We do it for y'all. The things we do for y'all.
Everything is for y'all. But yeah, if you guys want to see the old episodes, it's Venting with Tarik and Anish. The new episodes, the rebrand, will be on another channel. We're completely switching over. And yeah, so hopefully you guys will tune in for the next one, and we'll see y'all later.
Peace. And we are going to try to make them bi-weekly. This is our goal. I don't know if we mentioned them.
Schedule.
Every 2 weeks, expect, you can stalk your subscription. Every two weeks, expect a post.
Exactly.
We are going to end here, though, and have a good night, y'all. Bye.
Toodles.